Car?
Cartridge.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Hey, when you were a young girl, you probably played on one of these. It's a board. One child gets on one end and one
seesaw.
The other. What did you say you were doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. Now, was there something similar to that, except it went around instead of up and down? One child seated on either end, you know, and you just go round and round.
Merry-go-round.
Okay. Anything besides that?
It's got another, they do something else, I don't remember.
Just another name for it.
I don't know.
What about flying jitty?
Yeah. Flying jitty's right.
You ever hear that word much anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So that was
I used to teach, too, and I haven't heard it much since I taught school.
Oh, I didn't know you.
Yeah.
How long did you teach?
Oh, I taught about 8 years.
Around here?
Mm-hmm.
Scottsboro or back at
Scottsboro, Stevenson, and Hollywood. I taught 10 years, I guess.
Okay. All right. What about a common, very common sort of thing that's suspended from the limb of a tree? That you
swing.
Sure. All right. Did people around here ever use coal for heating?
Mm-hmm.
In stoves, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, do you have a name for the container that you might keep the coal in next to the stove?
Scuttle.
What did that look like?
Well, it was a bucket type thing with a more of a spout to it to pour.
I see. Okay. Do you have a name for the pipe that goes out the back of the stove?
Stovepipe.
Now, what about the word flue? Does that
mean the flue is what the stovepipe fits in.
Fits into.
Flue is what's built into the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this is something that you would use in yard work. It has a one wheel down front you pick up.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And something
they used to call it a wheel bar.
Wheel bar. Okay. Good. Something that you would hold in your hand to sharpen a knife on. Something like a rock or a stone.
A whetstone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there's something bigger that you that turns you can sharpen an axe on.
Yeah, I know what it is. But I don't know what we call it. Grindstone.
Grindstone.
Right.
Okay. And the vehicle that you drove to work in, what would you ordinarily call that?
Car.
Okay. I say if you're going to bake a cake, you'd do what to the pan to prevent it from sticking?
Grease it.
And if you did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday I
greased it.
Okay. If you get that all over your hands are
greasy.
Okay.
You do it yesterday, it'd be dried up before.
That's not true. All right. You might take your car into the service station and ask the man to look up front of the hood and check your
engine.
All right, or he might say you're a quart low on
oil.
Okay. Now, around here, before people had electricity, they might use a lamp.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of fuel would they use?
Kerosene. And then we had carbide lights after the kerosene.
What's that?
That's a gas. Carbide is a gas. It came in a gravel-like thing. We put it in this big tank, and it'd form a gas and burn lights.
Mm-hmm. Did the lamp look similar to
Well, they were beautiful. They had pretty shades, and they were in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. How long did you use that?
We used it until we had electricity out in the rural area. We used it, I guess, 15 or 20 years. Did you ever see the carbide lights?
No,
I still have some of the shades that came off of ours at home after we got electricity. Beautiful, frosted-looking shades, and some of them were colored. And we had carbide lights. We were the first ones in the county to have carbide lights. We were proud of.
Okay.